great. Look, it's great to get there. And, you know, at the start of the year, I suppose, look, it would have been a kind of a kind of minimum goal of the club and the team, you know, the fact that they had been, I suppose, the semi-finals in the last couple of years, county final 2 years ago. So I suppose there was a high level of expectancy. And, look, we've one step forward to the goal, and hopefully we can do it on Sunday, you know.
Semi-final, you give a huge performance. I suppose some people are saying it nearly came as easy to you.
Yeah, it was funny. Look, after we played Valley Rovers and were down to play Avondhu had performed extremely well in the quarterfinal against Duhallow, and I suppose the feeling at that stage was that, you know, it was a massive challenge that was ahead of us. Look, the way the game transpired, which I don't think anyone could really have predicted, you know, granted, you know, it ended up fairly comfortable for us, but, you know, I don't think anyone would have predicted that in advance. So, look, I felt, you know, that we managed the game well once we got ahead, you know. I suppose when we got that period of dominance there, just coming up to half time, we made a count, you know. We went very quickly from kind of 7-5 ahead to 1-11-5, and you know that was good to see that happen. And then I suppose, like, we managed the game well. I suppose a lot of experience to the team and a bit of maturity there, and we made sure we were never in trouble. And I suppose we did it similarly in the Valleys game in the quarter final. And looking, game management at this stage is important, you know.
I suppose looking back on Sunday's game, do you feel like there's places that you need to perform better?
Well, look, the nature of it is, look, you always feel you can do better, you know, and, you know, there's always some element of the performance that you feel you can improve on. Look, obviously, we gave a couple of goal chances early in the game that, you know, if they had got them, you know, might have put a different complexion on things and made the task more difficult. So, look, we look at those, but I suppose, look, the reality is you have very quick turnaround between the semi-final and the final, and, you know, I think people focus on the 2 weeks running into a county final as being, you know, the work is done well in advance of that, really, and all you're doing at this stage is fine tuning and making sure you're re-emphasizing the messages, you know, that you've been giving all year. And look, really, the work is done, you know, that's it.
As you said, now the work is done, and what are you going to expect from Ballincollig on the day?
Look, all we can expect is a, you know, a difficult game, and you know, that's it, really. And you know, look, I've seen them a number of times in the championships here, and you know, they're a really resilient bunch. You know, they've been behind a number of matches that I've seen them and come from behind. And I suppose, look, they, regardless of where the game is going, they keep playing, you know. And and even in the Nemo match in the semi final, you know, they were 1-3 to no score down, 1-5 to 2 down. Went ahead, conceded a goal straight away, and kept going. You know, so I suppose they have a kind of resilience about them, really, that, you know, is to be admired. And look, what we have to do is, look, make sure that you know, we match their intensity, and hope that the quality we have, you know, which I think, and we've great quality throughout the team, really, hope that can come through. But you know, you've earned the right to play your football, and they'll certainly make us do that, you know.
I suppose it's a repeat of the 2014 clash. Do you feel that you'll use that disappointment as something to drive you on in the final?
No, not at all, really, because, look, I'm not trying to avoid that, but really, look, regardless of the result on Sunday, we can't replay the 2014 final, you know. And look, I'll put it this way to you, we never mentioned the fact that, you know, we'd been beaten in 4 or 5 semi-finals in the last number of years. That was never mentioned coming up again, because, look, it's one of those things. If we were beaten in the semi-final, people would have said, oh, you know, that was a factor. No, you win it, it's not mentioned at all, you know what I mean. And it's just, look, you have to take what we've done since the start of the year, right back against Clyde in the first round. We've just taken each game as it's come, you know, taking the opposition and their merits and so on, and look, go back to that Clyde game, that game at extra time, you know, and was only settled in the last minute of extra time. It was a huge game, and you know, we faced the challenges that have come each time. And look, people are great looking back afterwards. They say, look, the Avondhu game is an example that people, oh, it was a massive challenge and so on. And granted, it didn't work out that way, but we prepared properly and we performed well on the day, and it's the same attitude going into the final on Sunday, you know?
Well, look, the hard work is done now. All you have to do is look forward to it. So I wish you all the best.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was too easy. You know, I think Avondhu had a number of good chances in the first half that they could have converted. That might have made it a different game. As it was, we got a nice lead at halftime and got a few points after halftime to make it more comfortable. To be honest, you know, you'll take it all day. So it's all about just getting the job done and getting into a final, whatever way you get there. You know, it's irrelevant once the final comes around.
We're looking back to a repeat of the 2014 final, and obviously it didn't go your way that day, but it was obviously more frustrating as a player for that to happen.
Yeah, it was. It was. Look, it was disappointing. You know, having started so well and built up a good lead, but you'd have to give credit to Ballincollig for battling back the way they did. It was a very good game. It was a tough game. I think both teams went hard at it, and I'm sure they will again on Sunday. But you know, two years ago is gone. It's a new game on Sunday, and you know, it's an opportunity for us to win a championship match against a very good side, and that's all we're focusing on.
Looking ahead at Ballincollig, what are you going to expect from them?
Well, I think you've seen it in the games, and we know it from 2 years ago and from the semi-final, is that they have a kind of a spirit where they never give up. You know, they battle all the way through regardless of what's going on. They have a very balanced side with a lot of good young athletic players, so you know, some tough defenders that we know all about, and you know, Paddy Kelly, Johnny Miskela, all these guys giving the experience. So they're a very balanced team, a very good side. We know all about them, they know all about us, so I think both teams are going to be very well prepared for Sunday's game, and you know, it should make for a great game.
You had a great game on Sunday, John, 1-8, I suppose. Look, do you feel the expectations be high for the final from you?
I don't know, sure. Look, there's nothing you can do about that, really. You know, the last game is gone. All you can do is turn around and look forward to the next one. Look, you know, I suppose against Ballincollig a couple of years ago, it started well, but didn't follow through in the second half, like, you know, much of the team. So I think, you know, it'll be more about trying to put that right. And I'm sure a couple of the Ballincollig defenders are rubbing their hands, looking forward to the chance to mark me the next day, and you know, they've some good backs, so I'm going to have to be on my game to I'm sure, look, 1-8, you don't score that every day, so as long as I can contribute and try and do my best for the team and we get the right result, I don't mind what happens.
Have you looked back at the semi-final yet and found places that you might have had to improve on?
Yeah, definitely. I think even after the game and at half time, we would have discussed, you know, the fact that they created a number of goal scoring opportunities that they didn't take. That, like, Paul made great saves, but you can't be opened up like that too often, and especially in a final. So we'll have to work on, you know, closing up ranks in the defence a little bit, and maybe just, you know, as well. Okay, the game was probably over, but towards the end of the game we eased off, you know, and if you do that against Ballincollig the next day, even if there's 3 or 4 points in it, they'll keep coming and keep going, so you know, you have to play for 65-70 minutes all the time.
And how are you going to prepare over the next 2 weeks for the game ahead?
Look, I suppose that's the management will take care of that, but you know, I don't think there's not a whole pile of training you can do at this stage. It'll be about, you know, a little bit of fine tuning on a couple of the things that we have to work with. I think the main job for the boys is to relax and just, you know, keep a cool head, keep calm, and just look forward to the occasion, look forward to the game, think about the game, and you know, not get distracted by any of the sideshows that go around it. It's a game of football at the end of the day, and you know, we'll look forward to that challenge.
I suppose, as a team, how do you feel that you've played throughout the championship?
I think probably we've built slowly enough, you know. The first round against Clyda was a tough game. You know, I think the early rounds maybe aren't as prestigious as they used to be. The backdoor system makes it, you know, makes it a little less intense than what the rounds are. And, you know, Valley Rovers in the quarterfinal was our first knockout game, so once we got over that, we were in maybe a precarious position at half time. Once we got through the second half quite well, and then, you know, straight into a semi-final the last day against Avondhu, performance was decent, but it's going to have to be a better performance in the final against Ballincollig.
I suppose, as a team, you know what, this obviously means a lot to you to be in this final, and obviously it would mean a lot more for you to win. You obviously want revenge back on Ballincollig for the 2014 game.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't get drawn into that. You know, Ballincollig, they beat us fair and square 2 years ago. It's a new game and it's a new day. I don't really care who we're playing. My ambition is to win a county championship with Ross Carberry. It doesn't matter who's on the other side. It's not about revenge. But the focus, just clean and simple, is on 65 minutes of football against it's a very good team. And you know, we're going to have to work our socks off to get the right result.
Well, obviously, best of luck, John.
Thanks very much.
I suppose the congratulations are in order first of all, eh?
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Nice to be back in the final slot. Thanks.
Yeah, the semi-final last day, you gave a huge performance. Do you feel like it was too easy for you, or what do you think was the ideal semi-final for you?
No, look, sure. You know, there's any semi-final is just good to get over, you know what I mean, get into the final. So that was our objective from day one. So, no, look, sure, Avondhu, look, they had a good run throughout the championship, and they have some quality players, so like we knew they were going to present a good challenge to us, but look, they just fell a small bit flat in the day, and that happens, you know what I mean.
it's a repeat of the 2014 clash. Do you feel that you're fighting back big time from then, or?
Ah, sure, look, come here. Yeah, it was a good final 2 years ago, do you know what I mean? It was a good game, football and all that, but we were obviously disappointed to lose it. But look, hopefully we can reverse that now on Sunday week's up.
You obviously have great strength and obviously a big team for you to fight back in two finals in 3 years.
Yeah, look, there's a great determination there. There's a great core players there at the moment. So hopefully it'll be nice to get over the line the next day and get a county under our belt. So, yeah.
Did you find places from semi-final where you need to improve on, do you think? Or do you feel that it was far too easy for you?
No, geez, no. Look, we'll always find things to improve on, especially with the lads on board this year. Ron McCarthy and Alan. So look, we'll go back to the drawing board now before the match next day and just pick out a few points that need improving. There's always room for improvement, so we'll go from there again.
Facing Ballincollig now, what are you going to expect from them?
Yeah, look, sure, they've been a great team the last couple of years in the county championship, so we know what kind of challenge they're going to bring, and we're going to have to be at our very best to overcome them. As you said earlier on, they beat us in the final 2 years ago, so. You know, there's nothing new to us there, and we're not new to them either. So we know what they're going to bring to the table. They have a great core straight down the middle as well of the field. So like, we're going to have to do our very best to beat them.
And how are you going to prepare over the next 2 weeks?
Sure, look, come here, all the hard work is done throughout the year, I suppose. So it's just about keeping ourselves ticking over and get the body and get the mind right, I suppose, for the next 2 weeks, and that's about it.
How do you feel your team has played throughout the championship?
I suppose we had a cagey enough opening start against Clyde in the first round, and like after extra time we got over them. But Clyde are always hard to beat. We went and beat Douglas. So look, we've done okay. Like we still haven't done unbelievable or anything like that. So like there's still more in us, if you know what I mean. So look, it's been okay.
It's obviously frustrating as a player to get there and not make it and not get that medal. You obviously want to do different the next day.
Yeah, obviously. Look, it's an objective from day one to get it back into county final, and hopefully, as we were saying there a minute ago, like that we can just put it right this time. There's no more about it, to be honest. Like that's the holy all of it. Like,
look, as a team, it obviously means a lot to you. It's not you that's just aiming for the medal. It's all of you. You're obviously going to play for each other.
Yeah, of course. Look, we're all in it together. There's a strong determination this group of players, and like we keep coming back so far. So like it is 1-30 and more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and the backroom team, everybody, the whole lad, Niall Flavin included. It's a huge effort, and it's going to take everybody to get over the line next in the week. So
it's brilliant to be back in the final again. We had a good win over Avondhu. But look, we've a big challenge, a big test ahead of us against Ballincollig. They also had a great win against Nemo. They've beaten some great teams, so look, they're the kind of team to beat at the moment. But look, we're well capable and well up for the challenge.
Look, I suppose you give a huge performance in the semi-final. Do you think it was the ideal one for you, or would you consider it to have been too easy?
I wouldn't say that. Like, Avondhu are a good side. Look, I saw them playing against Duhello. They're a super team. I know a lot of their players were playing the night before, and a lot of with their clubs, and they're playing the week before with their clubs. So look, they had a lot on. But look, we still had to go out and do our bits and pieces. And I suppose we put in a good shift in the first half, and I suppose the second half, the 10 minutes into the second half, we drove on there as well. So and I suppose the game was kind of over then after that.
Look, I suppose it's a repeat of the 2014 final. You obviously want to come back and do better than this time. You nearly had it the last day.
Yeah, 2014. Look, it was our first senior final, first for most of us, really. You know, it was a great occasion. I suppose it was very hyped up. I suppose this term is a difference, more low key around the place, which is good. Like good going to a final. We were up 7 or 8 points against them in 2014 first half. They clawed back, but look, as I said before, Ballincollig have showed great strength. They've been down, they're down 6 points in the last day against Nemo. They came back and beat them at the end of it. They have a great never die attitude, but as I said, look, our lads are well capable and well up for the challenge.
Look, I suppose it's frustrating as a player not to come out on the right side of that day, but you're obviously going to use it, not I suppose as ammunition against them the next day, not feeling like that again.
Yeah, it's 2014 was disappointing. Yeah, you can use it, but look, as we said at the start here, we're just taking every game as it comes, and this is just another game to us. go out. If we perform well to our capabilities on the day, I'm sure we can beat Ballincollig. But look, you just have to treat it as another game, and if you're looking for performance isn't good enough on the day, you have to shake hands and get on with it, you know.
What are you expecting from Ballincollig?
I suppose hard work, never die attitude. They have a great panel. They showed great mental strength over the last couple of games, and they can grind out games. So look, it's going to be a good free flowing type game of football. I'm sure it's going to be a great game. But look, it's going to be a massive game for both teams.
Yeah, I suppose. How are you going to prepare over the next 2 weeks for them?
We'll prepare now for the way we prepare for every game. We'll try to keep it as low key as possible. We'll do bits and pieces of training, kind of, and we'll wind down after that. But look, we're all safe for Ballincollig on Sunday. I said it's going to be a massive occasion. Look, hopefully we come up on the right side.
As captain, does it mean a lot more to you than you wouldn't have been the captain?
No, not at all. As I said before, look, captaincy doesn't bring any pressure on me whatsoever. There's some fantastic leaders there on the team. Some very experienced players. You've got the likes of John Hayes, Kevin McMahon, Brian Shannon, Seamus Hayes. They have a lot of experience bringing to it. So like at the end of the day, I'm willing to go up for the toss. And that's about it, really. I don't feel any more pressure on me than on the day. Like, but look, it means just as much if I was captain or wasn't captain, you know.
How do you feel as a team that you've progressed through the championship?
Yeah, if we go back to our first game against Clyde, we had to grind out that win. Clyde are a very, very good team. That went to extra time, and as I was saying before, they hit the post right at the end of the game, so they actually could have won the game. So we might have been going a different route from day one. But look, we showed great mental strength in that day. We ground out the win, Douglas. We got a very good first half, let them back into the game in the second half. But look, at the end of it, we had a few experienced fellas in the line who came on and did the business for us. Valleys and ourselves, both teams got a bye in that round. So I suppose it's the same for them. The football standard of that game wasn't great in the first half. Second half, we kicked on a bit. Again, a few more experienced fellas came on and kind of drove us over the line there again. And look, we put in a very good first half and put in a very good 15 minutes in the second half, and that kind of saw off that game. So look, we progressed nicely throughout the championship, and our preparation has been great. Coming to the final, training's going well, and I suppose look, we've had a lot of league games where we're up thereabouts on top of the table of the league as well. So look, we're in good shape going to the final.